I'm giving you today a public service announcement. Gentlemen, if your wife has taken a new life insurance policy on you and it pays double indemnity, beware. Ladies, do the same with your husbands. There could be mischief afoot. Now, I'm not overly suspicious, but maybe I've just seen too many film noirs. Film noirs are movies about the dark side of life, about murder and crime, about, indeed, planning the perfect crime, even though it never seems to work out. Film noir is a type of film that was first identified by French critics after World War II. After that war, it seemed that folks felt loose and ready to try wilder schemes. Most of all, they wanted to make money. After the war, they saw a new world of possibilities. Loose women in tight dresses. Dark streets with the light reflected from the rain. I mean, it's all there. But no one has really been able to define what film noir means. Entire books have been written about these films. But I'll tell you the perfect example, which is the epitome of film noir and answers all your questions. It's called Double Indemnity. It stars Barbara Stanwyck, Fred MacMurray, and Edward G. Robinson, and it is film noir to the bone. I mean, the plot about an insurance scam is certainly not new. Double Indemnity has been imitated many times, but never quite matched. Take, for example, that Carol Burnett used to do a skit in which she imitated Barbara Stanwyck wearing an anklet.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is with me. I'm just on edge. I think it's my anklet. It's cutting into my circulation.
Anklets were the tattoos of their day. As for Barbara Stanwyck, she was the highest paid woman in the United States during her heyday and was tough on the screen. She was not just a loose woman in a tight dress. In her opening scene from Double Indemnity, she in fact wore no dress, just a towel.
Now about those policies, Mrs. Dietrichson, I hate to take up your time.
Oh, that's all right. If you wait till I put something on, I'll be right down.
But don't worry. This movie was made in the 1940s. So there was a censorship code that ensures the towel was more than ample. We're going to show Double Indemnity, directed by Billy Wilder, Monday night at the Nero Theater in Norfolk, as a part of the current Classic Film Festival. And yes, it is a rare screening. It is a murder plot, but things go wrong. It's a fun movie about dark deeds, with double trouble coming from Miss Stanwyck, who predictably leaves poor Fred MacMurray in a dither.
There's a speed limit in this state, Mr. Neff. 45 miles an hour.
How fast was I going, officer?
I'd say around 90.
Suppose you get down off your motorcycle and give me a ticket.
Suppose I let you off with a warning this time.
The poor sap doesn't have a chance. That's Monday night at 7:15 on Collie Avenue, the Nero Theater. I'll be there to tell you more and to warn you to check your insurance policies. And if possible, keep breathing.